display. Sing it.
Then sings my soul.
On the cross, and all he asked is that we live for him. So I don't know about you, but I've got a voice, and I'm going to lift it tonight, and I'll lift it until it's gone. Amen. Come on, let's sing. No other king.
No other king commands our full attention. No other name's above all other names. No other throne rules over every nation. No other God deserves our highest praise.
Yeah. No other death.
No other death could buy our sweet redemption. No other blood could wash away our shame. No other cross could lead to rest.
all our men all over this place, let's sing.
So I'll raise my hands until my strength has faded, stand in honor till my knees give way. I will lift my voice and shout a grateful song. I will sing, I will sing until my voice is gone.
Sing No Other Hope.
No other hope can make our hearts courageous. No other peace can make us stand afraid. No other love has earned our voice. Every single way, with our bodies weak and our voices strained, you are still the song in us that never ends. We can't help but stand and start it all again. So when we've exhausted every single way, with our bodies weak, with our voices strained, still the song in us that never ends. We can't help but stand and start it all again. So when we've exhausted every single way, with our bodies weak, with our voices slain, you are still the song in us that never ends. We can't help but stand.
Gather here tonight under the banner of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this song tells that story. Let's sing together.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, free and one.
our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died. Stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death, and the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who come to the Father are restored, and the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel and shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Together.
That one more time. Get us started. Take it a cappella. Man, let's lift this roof. Man, let's lift it high. Magnify the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Lead us, David.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise his name forevermore. For we will sing your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, and you may be seated. Welcome to Iron Man 2023. And I want to start off by saying this. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Willow Park Baptist Church for hosting this. Come on, let them know how much you appreciate it. What an awesome place. Man, I just get mesmerized walking through the halls and looking at what God's done and the glory that He's bestowed upon this church. Man, thank you so much. Man, the staff. Not only is the place awesome, the staff has worked hard, spent sleepless nights. They've got a group of about 100 volunteers that fed you today. Yeah. That'll clean up after you tonight and get ready for tomorrow. They'll break down the tables in the fellowship hall and get ready for Tim Lee to speak in there tomorrow. I'm telling you, the staff here has just been tremendous, and they have servants' hearts. And the food, my goodness. Is anybody hungry? Man, I tell you what, we got a great, great weekend planned. Make sure you've registered. Make sure you have your Iron Man wristband. Make sure you get your T-shirt voucher and get a T-shirt that fits you right. And make sure you wear it, too. Man, I see those things all around the world, Clark. I was in an airport in London, Heathrow Airport. I was walking through there, and two guys wore T-shirts, Iron Man T-shirts, in Heathrow Airport, London, England. And they're everywhere. And the only place you get them is right here at the Iron Man Conference. So make sure you do that. And if you have not paid, please, please, sometime before the rapture, see Pam. Now, you don't want to get Pam mad at you. And she's a registrar, and so make sure you pay up and you see her. This year's conference is Iron Sharpens Iron. And it's been our theme for 29 years. Next year, we celebrate 30 years of Iron Men, and we've had 28 Iron Men's. We missed a couple during the pandemic. Let me tell you a story. I kept getting a call. It was during the pandemic, and things were shutting down, and everything was closing up, and the news media had fear and trepidation, and you know, you're going to die if you get out of the house and everything. And so we got word from Riverbend that they weren't taking anybody, and they didn't feel like his. And I kept getting a call from this elderly gentleman, and he says in a weak voice, "Are we going to have Iron Men?" And he kept calling a month before, 3 weeks before, 2 weeks before, a week before, "Brother Jimmy, are we going to have Iron Men?" And I says, "I'm afraid we're not going to be able to because of the pandemic." And he just got quiet. And he says, "That's what I thought. I hate that." And he let me go. About 3 months later, I got a call from his wife. And she said, "Brother Jimmy, you don't know me, but my husband's been to Iron Men a number of times. His life got changed. He got saved. He was a drunkard. And he got saved." He says, "Our marriage was falling apart. Our marriage was strong now. His son got saved at Iron Men. His grandson got saved at Iron Men." And, yeah. She said, "Brother Jimmy, my husband passed away last week. And he just wanted me to let you know that he thanks God for Iron Men. He's in heaven because of the gospel he heard at Iron Men." He was hoping against all hope that he had one more conference left in him. That's the one we canceled. I didn't know that was who was calling me every week, but I found out later, and my heart just sort of broke. And then it reminded me. That's why we have this, man. So guys can hear the gospel. Guys can get saved. Their sons can get saved. Their marriage can get restored. Their lives can get turned around. And we thank God. That's what happens at this conference this weekend. Man, we need iron men. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. And we need each other. Just like iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens the countenance of another friend. Man, we need each other. We need to pray for one another. We need each other to encourage one another. We need to exhort one another, admonish one another. We need to love one another. We need to hold each other accountable. We need to speak truth into the lives of one another. And so that's what the conference is about this year. Iron sharpens iron. And God's going to do something awesome. And he's going to do something awesome tonight. Something mighty. Something that only God can do. We work. We do what we can do. We organize. We cook food. And we put on a conference. But only God can transform a heart. Only God can save a soul. Only God can move in a life and repair. That's what God's going to do this weekend. We all have needs. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. And in a moment, we're going to begin this conference the best way I know how to begin anything. On our knees, pleading and praying with God Almighty to do a work in our hearts. Some of you guys are going to get saved this weekend. Hallelujah. Some of you, your marriage is going to get repaired. You're going to go home to your wife a different man, a renewed man, a revived man, a forgiven man, a reconciled man. It's going to save your marriage. Some of you need help with finances, and you're going to find help on your knees pleading before God, and He's going to prioritize your life. Some of you need health remedies in your life. Some of you came here broken. Some of you came here dying. And you need to speak to God. He has His ear open. He's going to hear from you this week. For some of you, God's calling you to the ministry. I talked to a guy who surrendered last year, and he preached his first sermon on New Year's Eve. And they said it was a pretty good sermon too, man. So anyway, God's going to call some of you to the ministry. But let's do this. The Bible says we have not because we ask not. So let's find a place. I prefer on your knees. If you're not able physically to get on your knees, just bow your hearts and heads before Him. But the rest of us guys, man, let's get on our knees and let's plead with God and ask God to do something mighty and awesome in our midst this weekend. Pray for God's anointing upon every speaker in every session. Pray for God's anointing upon the special music. And let's just ask for God to do a work in our hearts, okay? Heavenly Father, we bow before You. And God, it's in the holy name of Jesus that we pray. God, thank You for the privilege that we have to come boldly before the throne of grace and ask for help and mercy in our times of need. And God, in a room this big full of men, there are many needs. And a lot of guys need Your help. Some with finances, some with their marriage, some need to be saved, some have been running from a call of God upon their lives. God, I pray that they would stop running and say yes and surrender. And God, I just ask and pray that this weekend would be a mighty revival in men's lives. And God, that it wouldn't stop here at the Ironman Conference, but God, they take it home into their churches, and God, their churches would experience real, genuine, Holy Spirit-sent, God-anointed revival in their homes and in their churches. As a result, our country would be changed as well. God, we need you, and we ask and pray for your Spirit to work mightily. Prophet said, it's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So we ask for your sweet Spirit to move in our midst. I pray that souls will be saved and eternal destinies would be altered and changed. I pray tonight for your special anointing upon the Irwins as they minister in song. Thank you for our men, praise band, the hours that they've spent practicing and preparing. And God, thank you for their anointed singing tonight and leading in worship. I pray for the Irwins as they minister in song that you would just empower them and use them and speak to our hearts through them. I pray that they would prepare our hearts to hear the message of Dr. Chapel. I pray for your anointing, your power, your filling to be upon him. God, speak through him to us. And God, for that, we will give you glory and praise and honor.